old Jerry. One of them lived in Chattanooga. In fact, he owned a clothing store in Chattanooga.
Wait, this was your
My grandfather on my
had
father.
More than one children who were.
Oh yeah, there was. I remember just how many there were. I don't know whether they all came over here or not. But see, my uncle that owned a clothing store in Chattanooga, I think he sold out and went up into about New York somewhere up in there. So
what reason did they leave?
I don't know what reason they left from Germany, without they just figured that they'd try to find something somewhere else, because Dad was pretty mischievous, and he wasn't a mean fellow, he just loved to have his fun. And everybody that was around him, I reckon that's the reason they liked him so much, because he didn't like to see nobody around him that wasn't happy. He liked to see everybody was following everything.
Did it take him long to learn English? Did he, did he have a hard time
No,
at first?
The first that I ever, never remember a stammering speech in the English book at all about him.
Did he have a heavy accent, German accent?
No, seemed like that he had pretty well conquered this speech here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. He spoke with a pretty clear voice. And what I mean, it wasn't, lots of people, you can hardly understand them. It's, of course, I don't know how long he'd been in this part of the country, good while though. And I believe though he came to Philadelphia.
Oh, when he first arrived?
Mm-hmm.
Did he work there?
Seemed me like he got a job. I don't remember now just what it was, but it was helping somebody else on the farm or what. But for a few months after he got here, I think he had to do some work in and get acquainted around in the country before he joined the army. But, that he could be approved and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take a person, an alien from another country like that, and that was a little immigrant, as they call them. Whenever they migrate into this country, well, then they've got to have somebody to vouch for them, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
especially when they're underage.
Mm-hmm.
See, back at that time, 18 years old, you counted pretty much underage,
mm-hmm.
and on up to this. They voted for the 18-year-olds to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I don't know how long that they're going to, I don't know how long exactly he was in the United States until he until he joined the Army. But he stayed in the Army, I think, quite a while.
How long did the war last?
I don't remember just how long that Spanish-American War did last.
But this was before you were...
Oh yeah, that before I came along. Yeah, I was in 18 or something. That Spanish American War was.
Hmm. Let's see. Now, could you tell me something about your wife?
Yes, I had a very lovely wife, mighty fine little woman, and she took care of my needs. I don't believe that there's anybody that could come up with. Her in the bargain as good as she did. And we had a good 40-year marriage. And when we married, I was 21 and she was 30. She's 9 years older than I am. And when I lost her in 1970, while she was 70 years old, she was 70 the 3rd of December and I lost her the 23rd. Now I just went out of my mind. And like I just went into shock and I couldn't cope with nothing. My niece wanted me to go up there and stay with her for a little while. But I don't know, it seemed like I couldn't get my mind on a thing. I couldn't get my mind settled on nothing. And I just kept going down and getting worse all the time. And finally it just wound up, I reckon, that I just felt like there wasn't nothing left to live for. And so I decided to commit suicide.
You never remarried?
No, I don't intend to, because I'll tell you why now, why that I haven't remarried. If you've got a wife,